This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This week, the Seattle City Council unanimously approved what's being called the headcount tax. Businesses that bring in more than $20 million in revenue a year will have to pay the city $275 extra for each full-time employee. It's to raise money for more affordable housing and to deal with homelessness in a booming city where rents run very high, Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
Seattle is home to Amazon and has a booming tech sector. That's a lot of revenue and jobs and some pretty big challenges, like affordable housing. Mike O'Brien is a Seattle City Councilman.
So those high-wage workers are squeezing out lower-wage workers out of housing.
The tax money collected would go towards affordable housing and services. Amazon and Starbucks have criticized the decision, and many fear it'll make Seattle less attractive to big business. Aparna Mater with the American Enterprise Institute says there could be less full-time hiring and higher prices if companies pass along costs.
There would be a ripple effect across, you know, definitely the city of Seattle, but also more nationally across the country.
Still, other cities are eyeing the move. Lenny Siegel is mayor of Mountain View, home of Google, and he's hoping to get a headcount tax to the ballot in November. He says there's a danger in not making cities livable.
I'm more afraid that the difficulty in getting workers is driving businesses away.
His city's tax would mainly go toward improving transit. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.